Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Happy 2017. We're here. How you feeling? Are you feeling good? You feel refreshed? We're optimistic. I call it Trump-a-mystic. We're Trump-a-mystic right now. We got a little oomph in our step, a little boom in our walk, right? We're feeling good. Don't know why. Nothing's changed. He's not even president yet. But there's that anticipation that Donald's going to change something. He's going to shape America. Going to shape America. That's what he's going to do. But as we head into 2017, we also realize that it's a lot of crap. It's a lot of hooey. You know what? You got to get on with your life. And your life is fresh and new. For many of you, it starts tomorrow. For some of you, it started yesterday. For some of you, it started today. Your resolution. You got resolutions. You're like, Chad, this is the year. This is the year, Chad. I'm going to drop that 50 pounds. I'm going to build that billion-dollar business. This is it. Well, here, I want to help you. You know my love of you. I care about you. You care about me, I care about you. It's a win-win for all of us. Don't care what side of the aisle politically you're on. I don't care about any of that stuff. I care about you and your well-being. You care about me? That's a good thing. I want to make sure that you achieve those things. That's why I've got it right now. I've got it right here. I'm going to break it down to you. I'm going to make your New Year's resolutions so real, so obtainable, that you could literally touch it. I could see it, Chad. I could see my dream. First and foremost, kids, can I say this? The first thing you have to do, according to this doctor whose name I screw up, Shina Shibudin, I think it's three times I've said her name wrong each time. Get an easier name. Call her Doc. She says set reasonable goals. I am 110% behind that. Setting reasonable goals is real. Right? And I prefer to have goals, right, rather than dreams, wishes, or resolutions. Dreams and wishes are the same thing, you know. What's that old saying about a wish? You can do it in one hand and wish in the other. See which one fills up first. We know what we're talking about. It's poop, people. Jeez. I have to explain everything to everybody. So you got to set reasonable goals. And look, I'm a guy that I have goals. Going to work on my goals tonight. I'm a coach. And we go over stuff, talk about the things that we're looking for the new year. Anthony got in here early tonight, this morning. We were going over stuff. These are things that I work on each and every single day. They're real. But you have to understand something. Setting reasonable goals, that's important. Because so many of us want it today. We want it right now. You mean I've worked out for a day and I'm not already thin? No, it doesn't. You didn't get fat overnight. It's not like you went to sleep. It's like, did you see what happened to Steve? Like, no. Yesterday he was 190 pounds. He's 380 pounds now. He doubled overnight. Oh, my God. What happened? I don't know. And it doesn't work the other way, right? Like, you're not going to go to bed tonight, wake up after doing three sit-ups and eating a granola bar and thinking to yourself, well, why don't I have abs? Because you don't. It takes a while. All right, so set reasonable goals. Set reasonable goals. And again, we're a have it and want it now thing. I'm telling you right now, if I posted on at Chad Benson Show, the Twitter, you can go there and there is a poll up. And right now, people losing weight is like the thing, right? But that takes time. Again, you didn't get this way overnight. You're not going to undo all of this. And it's easier to get out of shape than it is to stay in shape. I think we all know, especially as we get older, right? Second thing, after setting reasonable goals, save more, spend less. This is one of those things everybody wants to do, right? The most depressing day of the year is, I think, the Monday or the Tuesday after the second week in January, that Monday or Tuesday, because that's when we're getting our first bills for our credit cards. we're looking down. We're like, I overspent in holiday season. And you realize that there's no holiday in front of you, right? There's no February day coming, right? Like, oh, God, I can't believe February day is coming. It's great. We get the whole week off. That's gone. So, and then we start worrying about money, which I think some of that optimism there, the Trumpism, you know, whether you like him or not, that consumerism that is out there, people are feeling more and more confident about stuff. All right. So we want to get ourselves in a situation. But remember, this is where you're going to have to start thinking outside the box. And many of us, we don't like to cut back, right? We don't like to cut back. So, but you're going to have to save a little bit more, spend a little bit less. Not that hard, kids. Not that hard. This stuff isn't rocket science. You make it out to be. Third thing to do. Oh, Blue Monday. Third Monday in January, says our producer here, Anthony. See, I knew it was one of those days. Third Blue Monday. Great song, by the way. I love New Order. But great. Build up, don't burn out. What's that mean, Chad? I'm going to tell you. Building up and not burning out. So you haven't run a marathon? We were talking about the marathon guy last hour. He's like 85 years old, right? Like, could I run a four-hour marathon? I think maybe in my younger days I might have been able to when my knees were better. But I tonight, you know, it's like I couldn't go run a marathon. I couldn't run 10 or 15 miles. It would kill me tomorrow. I'd wake up and I would be so sore. And that's what we do, right? We go, and the first day we go to the gym, we hit the gym like we're 25, right? Like we've been working out for the last 10 years, right? Oh, it's no big deal. You hit the gym and then you work out. What do? You wake up in the morning and you're sore. You don't feel good. And then you're like, well, you know, I'll take tomorrow off because I don't need to go. And the next thing you know, you've taken that whole week off and you slide back. So you work up to it. Don't overdo it, because you're going to burn yourself out. And finally, and this is huge, huge, huge. It's about lifestyle, kids. These resolutions, these goals, whatever you want to call them, it's about lifestyle. Changing the lifestyle that you have. Changing the lifestyle that you have. Maybe you're going to work a little bit more. You're going to study a little bit harder on some of the stuff. You're going to go to school. It's changing a lifestyle. Changing the way you eat. And you do these small, subtle changes over a period of time, you watch how much better you feel. How you get ahead. But remember, we are a nation of right now. And that is the problem. As you change stuff, even if it's subtle, we don't feel it. If I tell you I want to lose 30 pounds in a year, right? But I tell you I'm going to just lose 3/4 of a pound a week. That's nothing, right? That's nothing. Lose 3/4 pound a week. In over a year, you'll drop about 30 pounds. The problem is we don't want it to be this way. I want to lose 50 pounds by April 1st. And, you know, it's like people want to lose so much. And unless you're going to do that PX90 or some of that stuff, it's just not going to happen. And I'm not dancing around in my living room for 4 hours a day. It's just not happening. I don't care how good it can make me look. Right? Because the problem is I'm never going to maintain it. See, that's just it. I want, and this is what I tell people, I want to get to a place where it's easily maintained. Because it does me no good to drop 60 pounds and have abs. Because once you get there, you want to stay there. Right? Like, I look great. Well, now your whole life is working out. It's about lifestyle change. Subtle changes in your lifestyle. Whether, you know what, I like eating hamburgers. Maybe I'm only going to have 1 or 2 hamburgers a week, and I'm going to skip fries. I'm going to have more salads. Little things over time. I'm going to give up soda. I gave up soda 2 years ago today. I haven't had a soda since. It's made a huge difference in my life. Huge. Huge. Subtle changes. But it's lifestyle changes. Kids, I love you. I care. That's what I'm doing. I'm giving it to you. I'm giving you this great skinny. You want to get skinny. There is no lottery for getting thin, although we did think of it. How great would that be, though? Like, how awesome would that be? Is there a machine? Would there be a machine? You'd have to have a machine. It's like they call out the numbers, right? They call out your number, and you're like, oh, my God! And you're like 400 pounds. Like, and the next day, you're thin. How great would that be? But it's not out there. Again, I mean, we want it now. That's why we're trying to come up with ways to give you a pill to make you lose weight. That's not crack cocaine, and it's not going to make you do bad things in the back of parking lots for a small amount of money. We're trying to get you. I mean, that's what we are. It's not like, was it Fin-Fin? Everybody took Fin-Fin, then their livers fell out or something, their kidneys failed. But I'm thinner. Got to be on dialysis every day, but I'm thinner. But those are the things you want to do, kids. Embrace your new lifestyle. Don't burn yourself out. Build up to whatever it is you're doing, right? Save more, spend less, and set reasonable goals. You do that, and you'll find that you are going to be a winner this year. But I think we all know that most of you have either failed or will fail very soon because we get back into the routine. We hit the ground running, but we get back in that routine like that. That's a shame. That's a shame. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Disturbing story about a Facebook incident that took place, and family members are upset, and I posed a different question. Chad Benson Show.
Yo, know who this is, boy.
Chad Benson.
We love to live our life out in public anymore. It's funny, we don't like to contact each other via contact. Like, hey, what's going on? Let's shake your hand. Let's sit down and talk. Let's break bread and look at each other. We don't like to do that anymore. But we like to be known to people in Facebook and Twitter, Instagram, and places like that. Whatever the youth of America is doing nowadays, Snapchat. Right? That's what we love to do. We love to be seen. That's what we got. Facebook Live, right? Facebook, we're doing it live. Well, a woman has passed away. Young woman, 26 years old. Her name is Kiana Herndon. She passed away. She was Facebook Live-ing it. When she passed away, her one-year-old son was there and witnessed as she fell off the screen and struggled to breathe. And then there wasn't a lot of people watching, and then more people started to watch because that's what we do. Again, I told you, if we were going to have a public execution tonight, I could sell the hell of that for $99.99, right? Like last week, people spent a ton of money to watch Ronda Rousey get knocked the crap out, which was hilarious. But you could for $100, people would absolutely do it. Hey, we coming over for the execution? Oh, yeah, fantastic! Can't wait. Get T-shirts. But she died, and now, of course, people are throwing a fit, especially her family, about the situation. And, of course, Facebook's in the ire of the family, as are people. Here's her aunt describing how she died.
She got the wipe on her face. She just kept wiping her face. Just kept shaking her head. And I was like, we called a key. I said, what's wrong with key? And she fell back. The phone dropped. Riley picked the phone up. He was just talking and playing. Like, he had the phone. And I heard some breath taken in the phone, like. Then I heard the last one was like, I don't hear nothing else.
Yeah. So that's what happened. So that's the description from her. And it's been taken down. Of course, you know, I'm sure there's somewhere in the dark webs you can find it. But, you know, this points out the fact that we have this need to be wanted and seen. Right? It's my job to be seen. My job to talk. This is what I do for a living. But everybody wants their 15 minutes of fame, and they want it every single day. And this lady was just doing something. She was sharing her thoughts. She was doing what she did. And this is what her father had to say about the moment that she died, and she loved it.
It's amazing for somebody to sit there and see somebody take their last breath or hear them take their last breath and nobody did anything. So I want to take my hats off, and I think everybody that actually did something. If Keanu's going to leave this earth, it's going to be live. You know, it's going to be top of the moment.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be live if you're going to leave the earth. It's like this time that guy told me that you better watch out because people wake up dead. Yeah, I'm thinking that's not really happening. I don't think people really wake up dead. If that's the way she wanted to go, it's great. But people were upset. Everybody's upset because they're like, well, you know, people didn't do anything. What are you going to do? I mean, I'm just curious. What are you going to do? First of all, we're all cynical because everybody loves attention, right? So we all soak up. So is it real? Is it not real? Secondly, I wouldn't even know where we were talking today. Phil, if you were Facebook Live and I was watching you, you were playing guitar, and all of a sudden something happened to you, and you went into cardiac arrest or brain aneurysm, or you know, you went Mariah Carey on us, and I had to, you know, I wouldn't even know where to send them.
Yeah, you don't know where I live.
No, it's like, go to that guy's house. Where's that? Him, that guy. That's the guy. Where? He lives, he's in my Facebook. Go to his house. He fell over. His Spanx gave away. Whatever it is. So you can't blame Facebook. You can't. And that's just, and then that's what, and trust me, I'm waiting for somebody to sue Facebook on this. Right? Like, the fleet of lawyers. Facebook does enough crap with antitrust and this, that, and the other. But the fleet of lawyers that must be out there just ready to soak it up. You know what I mean? Just a, I can't wait to get, because, but you, I don't know where, I don't even know anybody's phone number anymore, let alone know where they live, right? Like, when's the last time you memorized somebody's phone? I couldn't even tell you now. I couldn't even tell you. That's the thing. Hell, I've been doing this show for 2 years. I still give out the wrong number on this damn show. Just talking pony shows going nowhere, huh? I got the wrong number. But that's my issue. It's like, I don't know where anybody lives. So, I mean, and but again, we have this want and need in this country to be famous now. And it's so weird because we want to be famous in a very sterile way. I want to be famous on my terms. I want to be famous in the place I feel comfortable. I want to do the things that I want to do the way that I want to do them, and I want people to like me for it, and that's it. The new generation of stars isn't going to be rock stars like we used to see. It isn't going to be people that are movie stars and TV. They're already out there, the new generation of stars that are going to get. They don't care about whether or not they had a $150 million movie made. They care about, did they get 150,000 likes? But you're going to find stuff like this nowadays because we have this want and need to be famous. And by the way, she didn't die from drugs or anything like that. She had a very bad thyroid condition that caused her to have heart failure. It wasn't the first time she had you know, passed out or things had happened. And unfortunately, it just did it in time when, you know, this happened. And you know what? We have this ghoulish way because we rubberneck on the freeway. Why shouldn't we rubberneck on the phone, right? Or on front of our computer? That's what we do, kids. Who we are. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON. You can text the show. I remember that, 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
That's right. That's right. Happy 2017, everybody. Party people. It is the Chad Benson Show. I'm excited for 2017. I got optimism. I can feel it. Spicy optimism bubbling through my loins. I'm spicy. I like it. I do. I'm as fair to all of these politicians as I can be, you know, whether it's President Obama or President-elect Trump, and I will always continue. I just think 8 years is too long. I think 8 years is too long, and I think that this is 6 years is good. I think you should get one term, 6 years, that's it. Right? So that way you just go all the way through, and that fifth year into your sixth year, you can golf all you want, do what you want, because we're already looking out for, you know, something new. I think that'd be great. I really do. You know, it has been this last 16, 18 months with politics the way it is, it's been, I think as we know, it has been it's been angry, right? It's been a very angry time. Progressives tend to be extremely angry, and they've also been a little butt hurt and get over it. You know, this is what an adult is. You lose sometimes in life and you just move on with your life, right? You don't let things affect you like that. But there is that whole thing, you know, whether it's fake news or whether it's, you know, I don't call it fake news, I call it propaganda, but whatever you want to call it, or whether it's that fake news propaganda stuff or whether it's real facts, we are just so conditioned in this country at this time to live our lives a certain way. We have everything in life that we want on demand, right? You want television the way you want it, it's on demand, right? News you want, it's on demand. Websites you want to see, boom, this is it. You consume the things that you want to see, and most of us consume in such a way that we validate our own opinions. And it's tough, right? It's tough to change. Can't teach an old dog new tricks. Remember that, right? Learning piano at an old age, you just don't do those things. Changing our mindset is a tough thing, right? Even when facts are put in front of us that go against everything that we believe, and those facts are true and they're hard and they're backed up, we still have a tough time because we wrap ourselves and our emotions around our belief system. And scientists are proving it out to be true that we're hardwired in our brains to believe a certain way. We're hardwired. And I've said this all along. When people tend to get the angriest, they get the loudest, they scream the hardest, it's because you've challenged their belief system. So they're going to hit back harder. You've challenged something that they truly believe in. They believe in X. You're telling them it's Y. They're saying it's X. They've always believed it's X. This is what X is, the truth in their life. You're showing them that all the things that they believe in aren't real. That it's not based, it's based in feelings and not fact. It's based in a long-held belief. It's based in what mom and dad has taught you. It's based in your friends. It's based in, and you've wrapped yourself around that because that's who you are, right? It's very similar to, like, I think for men when it comes to work, right? Men really identify, and I think women are starting to become more that way, especially as they take over the work, the workforce in so many ways, that you identify who you are by what you do. That's all you've ever been. You're this, you're that, you're this. And for men, it's been very true for a long time. I think women are finding that out, how true that is. But it's the same thing for as the neuroscientists are pointing out, there's that same belief system there. And they did this great study at the University of Southern California, and they got liberals, by the way, because the thing they were saying is, the reason they got liberals is because it was much easier to find liberals to do the study on because they couldn't find any conservatives. But what they said is that there's parts of your brain that when they put the facts in front of them and that they were challenged on their beliefs, that part of the brain fired up more and tended to, it was a fight or flight. There wasn't an acceptance of what was going on. Right? That's why I like to tell everybody, my show is facts, not feelings. I like facts. Right? When you have the truth in front of you, it's great. And rarely do we have all of the truth. Right? Rarely do we have all of it. Everybody's got a point of view. Right? Sometimes, you know, it's look, the left has a point of view, the right has a point of view when it comes to politics. Sometimes the right is right. Sometimes the left is right. Sometimes they're both wrong. But usually it's somewhere in the middle. But you can't change. And this is the other thing, too. When people feel you're attacking them, you're not going to change them because they're going to fight back. And that goes for anything, right? Have you been in a relationship and your significant other and you get into an argument and you feel like you're being attacked? What do? You fight back. Very rarely do you go, you know what? I didn't think of it like that because we have this want to be right. And it's the same thing with politics, because we especially now with social media and all these things, we have wrapped ourselves in this identity of I'm a liberal or a progressive or a Democrat or a conservative or a Republican or a libertarian or this. We've wrapped ourselves in that. And very few people can, I want to say, you know, go in between. That's why you got a lot of crazy right-wing radio hosts out there who are able to galvanize and really, you know, get their audience going. You've got a bunch of people on the left who are able to do the same thing on college campuses, this, that, and the other, because they're not looking at stuff from a real point of view. Very rarely do they do that. They go somewhere to have their points validated. And if you challenge their points, they're going to come at you and they're going to attack you. I get it all the time when I talk about stuff. I will talk about an argument, whether it's gun control or women's right to choose, and it doesn't matter. I get the right and the left both attacking me at the same time. That's when I know that I've challenged their belief system. And all I've ever asked is just be open to stuff, right? But in many ways, it's how you deliver things. It is. It's how you deliver things. Participants in the study were presented with 8 political and 8 non-political statements that they claimed to believe with equal conviction. They were shown 5 counterpoints for each and asked to rate them in strength of belief from scale of 1 to 7. Everything from abortion to gay marriage, immigration, death penalty, military, gun control, war on terror, etc. It went along the way. As well as non-political stuff. Stuff that is just, you know, and the political stuff, people fought back. Because their identity's in that. That's what people feel. There's an identity inside of those things. What is your identity? And we've come to be that kind of culture now that we associate. We all have to have some sort of identity, right? Like, we need a definition, but we don't want to be defined. Like, we need to know your gender, but we don't want to know your gender. You could be gender fluid. Again, I have no idea what that means. You know, you're a chameleon. Fantastic. You're Batman. Whatever. We want to define you, but we don't really want to know that you're being defined. And it's interesting. But it's what I've said all along is because we have a belief system that is conservative or liberal, you know, whatever it is, when something comes to us and we're faced to look at it, we're faced to look at ourselves and to think that something's gone wrong in our belief system. That's where we feel like a failure. When people actually change, and you want to know where change comes from, it's experiences, right? It's experiences. That's where the change comes from. Change doesn't come from somebody telling you, this is it. I'm putting the numbers in front of you. I'm showing you what it is. This is what people are saying. It's experiences. Global warming. I don't believe global warming's real. Oh, I believe it's real. Well, the person who says it's not real, guess what? If the weather changed tomorrow and everything that the scientists say was going to happen happened, the experience would change who they are. Right? If global warming and all the bad things they say are going to happen, which don't seem to be happening, it's tough to get that kind of experience change. You may be a staunch Christian and believe in gay marriage, but all of a sudden your daughter or your son comes out and you love them to death and you don't want to lose that relationship. So maybe because of the experience, you change some of those things. It's about experiences. That's what it's about. It's like, watch that show. Was it Undercover Boss? And some of the, like, the secret millionaire and things like that. What gets these people to have a different viewpoint? They get into a point where they have a different experience. And that's what changes them. Politically, it's tough. Because we don't deal in the day-to-day politics of it all. We just debate it. And because of that, we can wrap ourselves in this cloak of, this is what I believe, and you're just attacking me. That's why it's hard to change people's minds. Because they identify in such a way and they want to be validated. And if you come up with something that takes their validation away from them, they're going to fight back. But if there is a validation and an experience that goes with it, they're more apt to change. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Finland is doing something. And they're also number one at something. Those damn Finns are crazy. Chad Benson Show. I'll take it, wrap it up. I'll take it,
wrap it up. I'll take it. You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Wrap it up. We're wrapping it up, kids. Finland in the news for 2 reasons. Can't get enough of the Finns, man. I'll tell you that right now. Those people are crazy. They are the most connected in many ways, and they're most obsessed smartphone users, and it's not even close. It's not even close. In fact, they just did a video that they've released out there because people are worried about how much time the Finns are spending with their smartphones, where a woman is on her phone, and all of a sudden, a giant black raven swoops down and carries away her little girl on the beach. And it says, negligence is the modern day violence, which I find to be a lie. To be honest with you. It's just like, that's when people, that's not modern day violence. Because there's still violence. See how that works? Like, what's violence in modern day now? It's like, that's super forward thinking future stuff. No, it's not. But I get it. Look, we are so disconnected from human interaction in so many ways. And it's not just kids. It's adults now. I mean, we've talked about in the past that we tell kids to get off their smartphones, get off their computers, get off this, that, and the other. And as we tell them this, we're spending more time on them than they are in many ways. But that's where the world is. And I think the problem is we have to learn to embrace it. That, like, I don't fight it with my son. And he's only 6.5. And, you know, when he wants tablet time, I let him play with the tablet. When he was here with me last week before Christmas, he wanted to play on the computer and watch stuff. I have zero problems with that because that's the world that we live in. And, you know, I want him to be comfortable with this. I do. I want him to be absolutely comfortable. But the Finns are, we could talk about it all we want. We can. We could talk about we don't want kids to do this or we shouldn't do this, but we rarely do. We watch TV 24/7. We watch Netflix and we tweet at the same time and we look at our Facebook while we're on. You know, I mean, how many of you are in front of a computer right now and you're looking at your phone at the same time? Anthony just gave me a dirty look because he is. I'm doing it.
I'm guilty. On my phone.
You're on your phone and you're in front of a computer. I have a football game going on. I have a computer in front of me and I have my phone. I have the only three electronics next to a speak and spell and maybe an abacus. I got nothing. That's the world we live in. For a lot of people, it's tough. They don't get it. They want their kids to be more interactive. And I get that. I like the fact that the kids, I want my little brother's very interactive. My son's extremely interactive and he does stuff, you know, he's scouts and he's playing sports and this, that, and the other. But for a lot of parents out, this is what it is. And the Finns, they're just, you know, I mean, they're on it in so many ways. In fact, this is what's crazy about Finland. They got about 5.4 million people in Finland. They have almost 11 million unlimited contracts or plans that are with people. So there's two phones and plans for every Finn. That's crazy. That's nuts. I bet that's the world we live in. Get used to it. Speaking of Finland, we move from there to the Finns being the Finns. They're trying something. 2,000 citizens in Finland are going to get about $600 a month, guaranteed, regardless of wealth, regardless of income, regardless of employment status, they're getting a free $600 a month to find out what it's like to have a guaranteed income. Now, they tried to put a referendum in Switzerland last year, $2,500 a month for everybody. It didn't work. They shot it down. And a lot of people are starting to wonder, is this with technology being in the world that it's in right now? Are we going to have some sort of guaranteed income? And I'm anxious to see what this is going to be about. I'm anxious to see how this goes. Because I think in some ways, this is what's going to have to, for a lot of people, this may be what happens. Because as technology grows, what's going to happen with human beings? As technology starts to move forward, what's going to happen with human beings? We're not going to get rid of humans. But are we going to have to guarantee basic incomes? And I think people want to look at this. I don't think it will happen in our lifetime. It may. But it's not going to happen tomorrow. But this is one of those tester fish things that are going on in Finland. And especially with the, when you look at our middle class and how it's we have no manufacturing anymore. And I don't care what Donald Trump says. It's going to be tough bringing. He'll bring some jobs back. It's still going to be tough. And he's only going to bring it back to certain states. States like California, you're not bringing manufacturing here. So what's going to have to happen? It's going to be very interesting to see what happens. But, you know, Finland, they're trying stuff. They're trying stuff. It's great. The initial program is going to run for 2 years. They've been randomly selected and have been receiving unemployment benefits or an income subsidy. The money that are paid through the program will not be taxed. If the program is successful, it could be a full program for all adults in Finland. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see what the human psyche is when they get free money. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. It is good to be back. Happy New Year to all of you. Again, Hammer and Nigel, thanks so much for filling in maybe the last 5 days or so. Have yourself a wonderful night for Anthony, for Phil, for the Czar. My name's Chad Benson. Night, night, Jack.
The Chad Benson Show.